The Southland Conference is moving ahead as scheduled for football season. Volleyball and soccer get pushed back, and the Washington Redskins' new team name is probably the best thing to happen all month long. I'm Owen Simpson. Welcome to the first episode of the Top of the Key. Top of the Key is a product of the ACU Optimist and soon be available to listen on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. In the meantime, you can check us out on our website at acuoptimist.com. This podcast is aimed to focus on two areas. The first half, we'll be talking about local ACU sports. The second half is really aimed at diverting to more state and national sports and voicing our opinion on those matters. All right, let's get started. July 22nd, Media Day for Southland Conference football. Commissioner Tom Burnett announced that the football season will proceed as scheduled. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have football, but it does mean that we're one step closer to it. We may play conference only. Other Power 5 conferences could postpone, and we may be inevitably forced to do the same. I was talking to President Schubert the other day about how he feels about fall sports. I mean, obviously, this guy wants there to be sports in the fall, but he also knows the climate we're in. He is under the impression that some teams in the Southland, now, no matter what decision is made, won't participate in fall sports, and he said there were a few reasons behind that. First, other teams haven't been able to acquire as many tests as we have. ACU has over 5,000 tests ready for use, but other schools can hardly get any. Second, schools from other states like Louisiana have different guidelines right now. I believe Louisiana can't have more than 25 together at once, so that kind of throws football out the window right now. So ultimately, we may see a season where there's only 8 or 7 teams in the conference, maybe. What does that do for conference tournaments? I think that's going to be a good question and really going to be interesting to see how all of this unfolds. Another point he mentioned was that some athletic directors and university presidents are just less likely to want to play in the fall. But again, all of this could change. It's all speculation. In other news, ACU football finished last season 7th in the conference with a 5-7 record. It seems that we're supposed to expect more of the same this year because they're picked 7th in this year's preseason poll. I'm not sure what exactly I was expecting after the end of last year. We saw ACU getting absolutely embarrassed against Sam Houston State and Southeastern Louisiana in their final two conference games. And I think a lot of that was just morale after losing the first game. You know, the final conference game didn't really mean much. But still, it was such a roller coaster season last year with ACU. They played great in a few games and were honestly just horrendous in a few other games. There was no consistency at all. I knew they were going to have a problem on defense. First game of the season, giving up 38 points in the first half to North Texas. First conference game might have been the best they played all year, and they lost. It was honestly a game they should have won. Almost taking down Central Arkansas on the road is crazy to think going back to that, because they ended up becoming the Southland Conference co-champion last year. Blair Zapita missed a game-winning 46-yard field goal with about 30 seconds left. They lose 31-30. Then they bounce back with a good win, and then suit to lose 2 more in a row. But wait, 3-game winning streak. They're right back in the playoff contention. And then, yeah, finish the season on a 3-game losing streak. I think a lot of last year's problems was defense. But near the end of the year, I think a lot of it had to do with Luke Anthony. I was really hoping they would just keep Samaje in for a good few games after that good performance earlier, middle of the season. Can't remember exactly which game it was after Luke went down with a concussion. But, you know, it's going to be interesting this year who's going to be at the QB, who Doral is going to pick. You have this guy who was highly recruited out of high school, sat the bench at Iowa, but apparently is faster than Samaje Davis and can throw further. Peyton Manziel transferred in last spring. And I think he'll get the job, but we'll see what happens, because Samaje is just such a key piece on that offense. You can't imagine him staying on the sidelines. In other breaking news, as of today, July 24th, the Southland Conference is going to be delaying the start to soccer and volleyball seasons until September 1st. After September 1st, teams in the conference can choose to play non-conference games up until the start of conference play. Now, for ACU, this doesn't impact volleyball at all. As of right now, ACU hasn't really released a non-conference schedule for volleyball. Ultimately, they may not play a game until late September. Meanwhile, ACU soccer loses a couple games in August because of this announcement. They had UTEP as their season opener August 23rd, then they went on the road. Washington State August 28th, and then really a game that I was excited to go watch was Texas Tech on August 30th. That was going to be up in Lubbock. but inevitably all three of these games are canceled. And then the next question comes into play that the Southland is going to leave it up to the teams to decide, okay, if you want to play a non-conference game, you can play a non-conference game. We just want you for the conference competition. So there's a lot of games left on the schedule, especially for soccer. When it talks about some non-conference games, they're supposed to host the University of Texas early in September here in Abilene. So I'd like to see what the university ultimately decides, what the athletic department would like to do. If they decide not to, you have a discussion, okay, you're going to be losing some money. But on the other hand, you know, again, it's going to be interesting to see where they go on this path. Well, anyway, we've just hit the midway point. Up next, sports are back, and Washington has just a great new nickname. I'll get to that in a sec. Sports is back. Baseball just got started yesterday. 60 games this season. You know, I'm not the kind of guy who sits to watch baseball for 5 hours, but I just might because I've missed sports so much. We all have. And we're getting a lot back over the next week or so. Dodgers getting the first win last night despite Kershaw being placed on IL hours before the game. There was talk back on Tuesday that he was in the gym and he pulled a back muscle. So they're optimistic that he'll be back hopefully in a couple weeks. But that was definitely a damper on the beginning of the season. But nevertheless, Dodgers come out on top, get a win. Meanwhile, the Yankees also get the second win of the night and in six innings after a rain delay that ultimately called the game. These are two teams we could be seeing in the World Series, and they look pretty good in their opener. So I'm excited to see where the rest of the season goes. It's good to have some sports back after the long drought. I think the last time we saw really serious competition was back on March, I believe it was March 12th, and then everything with COVID struck. Looking over at the NBA, I think they've done the best job arguably so far at returning to sports in a safe manner. Recently, no positive cases inside the Orlando bubble, but I wonder if we would ever see an outbreak at any point in the playoffs, because you want to talk about a killer injury. You could be asymptomatic and test positive, and you're out at least 2 weeks. I keep picturing this. Imagine it's Lakers and Clippers in the Western Conference Finals, game one, and half of the Lakers test positive. Because you have to think, if one guy tests positive, there's going to be a few others. So I just can't even begin to imagine the ramifications if that happens, God forbid. But I really do think it's going to be really entertaining. I'm interested to see how conditioned these guys are. Some have stayed in the gym all pandemic season. Others, not so much. But I think we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. Finally, the biggest, and as a Cowboy fan, the best news that has happened in sports this week is the new nickname for the Washington Redskins. Now, apparently, this is just a temporary name while they try to get legal rights to another. But guys, it took you this long to come out with the Washington football team. Hey, man, hey, what's your favorite football team? Oh, man, that's easy. The football team. So much creativity. So riveting. These guys are getting paid millions of dollars to come up with hot garbage like this. I don't care. As a Cowboys fan, I'll gladly accept and recommend you keep this as a permanent nickname. I'd love to watch my Cowboys beat the football team just as bad as we beat the Redskins, but the ball is in your court. I don't know, guys. 2020 has just been tragic in so many ways. But Washington, thank you. Thank you for giving me a much-needed laugh. Amazing. All right, guys, that's all we have for today. If you'd like to keep up to date with ACU sports, visit our page at acuoptimist.com and click the sports tag. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Optimist Sports. Have a great week, guys. Stay safe.